All right, we seem to have this theme going on the show, Wendy, where we have either record breakers, world record breakers, somebody who's about to break a world record. Our next guest, Anaya Lee Willibus, is the youngest published chapter book author in the entire United States. Her first book, The Day Mohan Found His Confidence, was published when she was only, are you ready, 8 years old. It's an amazing story. Anaya, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How do you write a book at 8 years of age? I'm way older than that. And I've always wanted to write a book. What makes you want to write a book?
Well, I've always loved to read and write, and literature, as I always say, is always going to be a part of life.
And we've read what you've written,
Anaya. You're smarter than we are at eight,
too. Oh, way smarter. Far, far smarter. We pale in comparison to your smartness. But there's such a huge difference between sitting down and writing or typing something out and actually having it published. How did that happen? You wrote something and you were happy with it, and then it's a book. What happened there?
Well, my parents and my family have always been very supportive. And after my trip to Guyana, South America, where my parents are from, it pretty much inspired me, the rich culture, to write my book.
Yeah.
Now tell us a little about The Day Mohan Found His Confidence. What is the story about Mohan?
It's about a young boy named Mohan and the challenges he faces at home and school. And the book is more about introducing a different culture, the Guyanese culture, to Americans through reading.
And you're 9 years old now, but when you wrote this book, you were eight. What grade were you in then?
I was in third grade.
In third grade. And school is sometimes hard, isn't it? And I don't mean academically. I mean like finding friends and getting along with people. And there are a lot of judgments passed, even in third grade, aren't there?
Yes, that was a part of the book that I wrote about as well.
And Anaya, when the book is done, There's a process that authors go through where you shop it around from publisher to publisher to publisher, and then a lot of times you'll get a rejection notice. Somebody will read your book and go, yeah, you know what, I'm glad you did this, but it's not right for us. Did you have any of that kind of an experience where publishers said, we like what you did, but we are not interested in your book?
Well, my mom helped to do the publishing, so it wasn't that challenging for us to get it published.
Although, how sad would it have been if your mom said, no, this isn't what we're looking for? That would have been awful, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that would have been terrible.
You get most eight-year-olds who, like, sit outside and make a little makeshift lemonade stand. You could have been out there selling your autographed copies of your books. Did you do that?
Yes.
You did? That is adorable.
Perfect.
All right, so you are from New York, correct?
Yes.
And you wrote a little poem dedicated to the president of Brooklyn. His name is Mr. Adams. And you wrote a poem to him for Black History Month. And you got a little award for your literary contribution to the borough over there, didn't you?
Yes.
How exciting was that?
It was great because that's my fifth award.
You've won. This is your fifth award. Is that right?
Yes.
What are the other awards? Are they also for writing?
Yes, all of them are.
Nicely done. Very nice.
Tell us a little about this poem that you wrote, I Am a Child of Thee. I'm sure you know it by heart. Can you give us a little reading, a little bit of it?
Well, the poem is basically about Black History Month. It talks about the slaves and their experiences and how my foreparents, I appreciate what they have done to make the path for us to be free. So I'll read a line from it.
Perfect.
Thy back is broken and hip weakens from lashes. The clouds try to trick me with its dark shadows, leading me to a hopeless place, forever in bondage. You can never keep me. My body tells a different story than my mind. Take my body as your swine, but my mind is beyond your reach. My mind lingers in a place of shoot heat, a place of sunshine and better days.
Wow. And you wrote that by, like, your mom didn't help, your dad didn't, friends didn't help. You wrote all of that?
Yes.
Not bad.
And there's more of it. You are really an inspiration. Do you have any advice for any young kids, which, you know, we don't get a lot of young kids listening to the show, but there are a lot of parents. What can we do to inspire our children to be as amazing as you?
Well, I always say to have balance, because though technology may be great as well, when you have balance, you can incorporate literature, technology, and sports all at the same time. And too much of one thing is not good for you.
It's keeping everything in balance.
That's
absolutely
the key. Yeah.
So are you into sports as well?
Yes, my favorite sport is soccer.
Awesome.
Good call.
And have you thought about, other than being a writer and a author, is there anything else you have thought about doing when you get to be of adult stature like us?
Well, I probably will become a soccer player as well. My dad is always, he always makes sure me and my younger brother have balance, and he's very supportive of my soccer playing. In my book.
That's fantastic. That's great.
You should write poems on your soccer ball and then kick it towards the opponent, and then when they're, you know, busy reading it, maybe it could help you score a goal.
Not a bad move. Anaya, have you been in a situation where you've been in a bookstore and you've looked over and there's your book in the bookstore? I can't imagine what a thrill that would be.
Yes. In Guyana, when I visited for the second time last year, we went to a bookstore, and in the front shelf, it was sitting there.
And there's your book.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
You know,
good
what's
for you.
Even weirder is going on Amazon to buy something, and lo and behold, you'll find The Day Mohan Found His Confidence, which is where you can find Anaya Lee Willibus's book. And, you know, something, Willibus rhymes with syllabus. Did you have to use a syllabus when you were writing your poems or your book?
No.
God, she's that
good. Too smart for a syllabus.
That's you are. What are you working on next, Anaya?
Well, I am working on my next book.
Can you give us a preview, or are you afraid Wendy will steal your idea?
I won't steal it, Anaya.
She might. Be careful.
Well, it will be out in May, but it's just going to be kept a surprise.
All right.
Oh, you are
that's
adorable.
That's the way to do it. Very smart.
You're a smart businesswoman as well.
And Anaya, I know you. There's somebody, you have a dream of meeting somebody, very high up in the ranks. Can you tell us who your dream is to meet?
Well, I hope to meet the president, President Barack Obama.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Here.
Have you because sent him a book, Anaya? Because that's a good way to meet him.
Yes, my mom has sent him.
I thought you might get nominated for the Supreme Court. I was shocked when I did not see your name on the list. I thought that would have been a good call. They don't have any 9-year-olds on the Supreme Court. It's time we change that. Well, Anaya, honestly, what a job you're doing to be 9 years old and already have a published book. And do me a favor, clear this up, because I'm not positive exactly what this means. It says you're the youngest published chapter book author. That just means like your traditional stories, right? Not just a poem or something short, but an actual full-fledged book, right? That's what that is?
Yes.
Wow.
You know, while we're on the radio, we can get instant texts of what people say. And there are some that I would like to share with you. One of them is just plain and simply, I'm in tears, because it is really touching to hear just such a bright young woman who has accomplished so much at 9.
Yeah.
And there's someone else that says, my IQ is so embarrassed of itself right now that I have to stop listening to this interview and go pick up branches in the yard or watch fish in the aquarium. Gee, this kid is too much.
How about that?
So congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Anaya, keep up the good work. We're big fans.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
And we'll look forward to your new book. Thank you so much.
How about that? Published at 8 years old, a full-on book. And not something, when you read this, I mean, she just read you a little bit of her poem, I Am a Child of Thee. It seems like it was written by an adult. It does not seem like a child wrote any of this.
I can't get over this. I just should retire. I'm going to bring my kids to work, and
yeah?
Then I'm going to retire.
Right.
Listen to this next stanza of I Am a Child of Thee. I know you fought a good fight. Battle is long and strong with a true vision of whom I will be one day. a reflection of your soul, a body built for war and battle, but mentally I face tomorrow knowing you are a part of thee. Written about slavery and her four, what did she say? Not her four.
Four parents.
Wasn't
she
that
called
a cool
them.
Little way
And I was
going to
correct her math, and I was going to say, I think you have two parents, but I let that one slide. She also is incredible with the commas and all the punctuation. Like, remember when you were 8 years old and you would just throw in a, you just go, I'll just put a comma here and see what happens. I don't know where they go. I'll just put one. It's all perfect.
We should just hang it up now. Bill,
I know,
really.
It's time.
So look for her. You'll find her. Her name is Anaya Lee Willibus. She had to have known what a syllabus was, right?
I think
right?
so. I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure she used one.
Probably.
Go to Amazon.com. You can find her books, and her one, The Day Mohan Found His Confidence, is up there, and be looking for another one this summer that's going to be a surprise.
Yep.
All right, then.
A quick break. We'll reevaluate our lives.
And the word reevaluate.
And come back in a minute. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.